Welcome to The Shift, a program dedicated to living a healthier life. Now, here is your host, Dr. Annette Hazzalone.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me for This Shift today. It's been an interesting week in the news, watching all of these backdoor deals and things like that going on. Isn't it interesting that when they were talking about the votes in the House and reconciliation and all those things, healthcare reform was in the news. Everybody was looking and listening to what they were saying. However, once President Obama signed this healthcare reform into law, they took the rest of the debate behind closed doors so that we could no longer see what was happening. Obama promised us transparency and has failed miserably in delivering that to us. I tell you, this is the worst deal of all time for Americans. That's right. Now, of course, President Obama will claim that health care reform is a good deal for the American taxpayer, and it more than pays for itself. But we know this is not true. And the Congressional Budget Office will back him up with Excel spreadsheets showing how Obamacare cuts the deficit by $118 billion over the next 10 years. But it's a really bad deal. If you look at it through funny accounting, that's what they're doing, is funny accounting. There was a New York Times columnist, David Brooks, who recently pointed out that there is at least 7 massive account gimmicks that cover up the true costs. Of course, big deal makers don't want to let mundane details of accounting get in the way of their big plans. So why should they stop the most powerful man in the world, especially given that the former head of the CBO, Peter Orszag, now works for him in the White House? Isn't that interesting? Now, there's a representative, Paul Ryan, who puts the real cost of Obamacare at $2.3 trillion. That's a lot of money, ladies and gentlemen, especially in a country that's already $13 trillion in debt. It's more than 50 times what we use for the bailout of the AIG, and it's 6 times bigger than the $400 billion that will end up sinking into the Fannie and Freddie. Now, remember that when that all came down, Obama was taking millions of dollars out of the banks, and it's no wonder things failed. Him and Mr. Biden were on the payroll. They took lots of money out of the bank, and that's one of the reasons that the housing market failed. That's why the banks failed. Now, a lot of you might be thinking, well, with the, all the numbers, Obama is worth whatever it costs to get 30 million uninsured Americans medical coverage. But if you look at it, that's only like 15% of the population. 85% of us work and pay our bills and have our insurance and things like that. But for this 30 million people that they're talking about, they're going to punish the rest of us for them not having health care instead of fixing what the real problem is. Now, what's terrible is that there's a Rasmussen report out there that puts the polls at striking numbers of disapproval. This report was March 29th, 2010, and it says, 1 week after the House of Representatives passed the health care plan proposed by President Obama and the congressional Democrats, 54% of the nation's likely voters are still in favor of repealing the new law. The last Rasmussen Report's national telephone survey shows that 42% oppose repeal. Well, you know, that's still the majority of the people that say, we don't want this. And Obama is going around beating the drum saying that this is wonderful. But what that does is it strikes fear in the heart of the American people. It really does. You know, I'm one of those people. Because we fear totalitarianism. That is Huge. Now, there's a quote here. Democrats in particular have raised the specter of possible violence following their passage of the National Health Care Plan that has been consistently opposed by most voters. They raised similar concerns following the angry congressional town hall meetings last August when voters complained about the health care plan and other expensive Obama initiatives. 54% of those polled say, no, we don't want this. We don't have any desire to pay out of our proverbial pockets money to take care of those people who don't have coverage. Traditionally, it's been the same for decades and decades, American history, that 15% has been uninsured, that the 85% is out there taking care of themselves. Now, you might question, what is totalitarianism? Well, in the definition, it is a political system where the state, usually under the control of a single political organization, faction, or class domination, recognizes no limits to its authority and strives to regulate every aspect of public and private life wherever feasible. Totalitarianism is generally characterized by coincidence of authoritarianism, where ordinary citizens have no significant share in state decision-making. That sounds like what's going on right now, and a lot of Americans are really worried about that. I think it's justified. A Washington Post poll produced similar results to another poll, the Rasmussen poll, that showed what was 54%, 52%, 54, says that, quote, Americans overwhelmingly see the new health care law as a major shift in the direction of the country, but they remain as deeply divided today over the change as they were throughout the long congressional debate. I think that there is a large part of our whole society that is really against socialism. And whether you call it socialism, or if you look at fascism, it's like this huge circle. If you take fascism and communism and you put them on either end of the string in this circle, there's very little difference between the two, because if you look at what socialism is about, the people on top are the ones in control of everything that happens, and nobody has any say. Everybody's supposed to live in this utopia of equality. And totalitarianism is, you know, the fat cats on top telling everybody what to do. It's pretty much the same. So whether you call it totalitarianism, socialism, whatever it is, we're against that because we're supposed to be a republic. Laura Ingraham says that the president is disdainful of the American people. On the Today Show, he blamed talk radio for the country's problems. What? I think we all know what the real source of the problem is, and it's in Washington, D.C. To quote Laura, she says, why doesn't Obama like Americans getting news and commentary 24/7? She says, it's because we're exposing the truth about his schemes and he doesn't like it. I would have to agree with her, really, because you can tell when there was the meeting that went on where they were discussing what they were going to do with the healthcare reform. You can tell when President Obama is upset about something, he has that particular look on his face of disdain. Well, when he was signing the bill, he was smug because he got his way against the will of the people. And on Laura Ingraham's program, she's always quoting, power to the people. Well, we have the power, people. We just need to get out there and wield it. As an effect of what's going on with this bill, or law now, they said that they were not going to cut Medicare. Well, there's an article in Medscape that came out March 26th of this year by Robert Lowes, and it says that, quote, a 21.2% Medicare pay cut will take effect April 1st, after the Senate today failed to pass a bill extending the effective day to May 1st before our lawmakers recessed for 2 weeks. The 21.2% reduction on reimbursement taking effect on April Fool's Day does not necessarily mean that physicians will experience the Medicare meltdown everyone has dreaded, but I believe that it will. It's crazy, absolutely crazy what's going on. We know that the healthcare monopoly doesn't work. We realize that drugs and surgery, that approach to healthcare is a failure. Because keeping people sick and diseased so that you can pump more profits into the pharmaceutical corporation doesn't work to help anyone, no state, no nation, or anyone to be healthy. And in the long run, it's a trap. It traps the people in a failed system of pharma-sponsored sick care, and we are doomed to financial failure because of it. There's all kinds of rhetoric that's going on. And some really scary tactics that the Democrats are taking right now. So we'll have to talk about when we come back from the break, which we're coming up on. I want to remind everyone that Elemental Research Incorporated is the sponsor for this show. Their number is 800-314-2884. That's 800-314-2884. If you'd like to go check it out, their website is www.elementalresearchinc.com. Once again, www.elementalresearchinc.com. Absolutely phenomenal liquid mineral supplements. And those are the people that are going to be affected deeply by this Obamacare law. And I believe that we should repeal it. I was watching on Fox News. They were talking to, I don't remember who the host was talking to, but they said that if the Republicans get back in, if the conservatives get back into power again, we have a 6 to 7 out of 10 chance of turning it around. So let's vote those bums out of there. Remember what the Ray Stevens song said is vote the bums out of there. Go to YouTube and look up Ray Stevens, or go to raystevens.com and listen to his new stuff. He's also got a really cool song about Palin there too, you want to listen to. All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how the Democrats are trying to keep a lid on the real damage that they have caused our nation, and it's going to get worse, ladies and gentlemen, before it gets better. So you want to stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. 5 different health packs are available. For example, for general wellness, the Wellness Essentials Pack, which contains a 1-month supply of Metagenics Wellness Essentials daily nutritional support, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, BCZ, and Silver, all for just $169.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All 5 items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Annette.com.
Okay, now we're back from the break. You know, a lot of people are looking at what's going on with this Obamacare, and 54% of us that were polled said, no, we don't want this. That's the majority. Whatever happened to the majority, representatives for the people? Well, evidently that's gone to the wayside. What's going on really scary is the fact that there's a Wall Street Journal article out there that says that Democrats are threatening corporations who are putting out the numbers of what it's going to actually cost the people. They said that on the day President Obama, now this is a Mark Stein article, he says, on the day President Obama signed Obamacare into law, Verizon sent an email to all its employees warning that the company's costs will increase in the short term. But what about the midterm, ladies and gentlemen? What's going on? Well, U.S. corporations that are able to do so will get out of their prescription drug plans and toss their retirees into the Medicare pile, which has just been cut 21.2%. So far, there's three companies, Deere, Caterpillar, and Valero Energy, that calculated the loss will be adding a $265 million bill to their costs currently. There's an additional 3,500 businesses presently claiming the break. The cost to taxpayer of that 28% benefit is about to come to about, $665 per person. That's what it's going to come to, $665 per person. The cost to taxpayers of the equivalent Medicare coverage is $1,200 per person. We're roughly doubling the costs of covering an estimated 5 million retirees. So we're doubling our costs, and the big corporations are starting to speak out against it. But the Democrats are calling these companies heads into their offices and getting and threatening them, I suppose. On top of AT&T's $1 billion, the right down wave so far includes Deere Company, that's $150 million, Caterpillar $100 million, AK Steel $31 million, 3M $90 million, and Valero Energy up to $20 million. Verizon has also warned its employees about its new higher health care costs, and there will be many more in the coming days and weeks. The Democrat political calculation with Obamacare is the proverbial boiling frog. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Gradually introduce a healthcare entitlement by hiding the true cost. Hook the middle class on new subsidies until they become unrepealable, but try to delay the adverse consequences and major new tax hikes so voters don't make the connection between their policy and the economic wreckage. But their bill was such a shoddy, jerry-rigged piece of work that the damage is coming sooner than even some critics expected. There is, it says, Democrats threaten companies hit hard with health care bill. And this is by, let me see if I can find it here, Brian York of the Washington Examiner. He says Waxman is also demanding that the executives give lawmakers internal company documents related to health care finances, a move one committee Republicans describe as an attempt to intimidate and silence opponents of the Democrats' flawed health care reform legislation. Waxman has ordered the executives to explain themselves at an April 21st hearing before the Energy and Commerce Committee Investigative Subcommittee. That subcommittee just happens to be chaired by Representative Bart Stupak, the Michigan Democrat who held out his vote on health care reform until a few hours before the final passage on March 21st, giving the bill's opponents the unfounded hope that he might vote against it. My goodness. So, you know, they're threatening people. Some of the big companies are coming out saying it's going to cost us millions of dollars. It's going to affect jobs. And so what's happening? Oh, we're going to create jobs. Ever since this White House has been in power, this particular group, we have seen jobs going down, not up. Things are getting worse, not better. The transparency that they promised is opaque. We don't get to see what they're doing. And if we don't like it, they say, too bad. We're going to do it anyway. We'll even go behind closed doors. It's cutting cost, quality, and service for everyone but the political elites. That's what Obama... Yeah. It's cutting the quality and service. But the political elites are going to have their top-notch health care. What's really interesting is Obama kept beating the drum that, oh, the American people should have the same kind of health care as we in Congress and in the political realm do. Well, no, ladies and gentlemen, that's not what we're going to get. We're going to get hit with tax hikes, ruination of the small businessmen. That's right, because you know that little group that they keep talking about that is the ones that are going to get the tax, they call the rich, you know, you earn $250,000. That's a small business owner that pays the wages for the guy on the street. And that does not mean that we're going to have more money. No, it means we're going to have less money, less jobs, less health care, more reliance on big pharma, all of these things. So this thing that they keep talking about, this utopia, is actually dystopia. Now, I've talked about this on the show before, but I will give you a description. What dystopia means is an ancient Greek word, and it's a vision of an often a futuristic society which has developed into a negative version of utopia. A dystopia is often characterized by an authoritarian or totalitarian form of government. It often features different kinds of repressive social control system, a lack or total absence of individual freedoms and expressions, and a state of constant warfare or violence. Well, this Mark Stein's article is actually called Obamacare Dystopia. He said he was going to throw out, I'm going to put this article up on drannette.com. Don't forget to spell it all out, drannette.com. He says it's got dizzying and eye-glazing numbers and whatnot. He says it's boring, but I don't think so. In 2003, Washington blessed a graceful citizenry with the Medicare prescription drug benefit. And he said, you know, we senior citizens shouldn't have to choose between a trip to Rite Aid or dinner. And it's true. Well, in order to discourage American businesses from immediately dumping their drug plans for retirees, Congress gave a modest tax break equivalent to 28% of the cost of the plan. So you fast forward to today, it says that in one of a bazillion little clauses in a 2,000-page bill, your legislators didn't bother reading because, as Representative Conyers explained, he wouldn't understand it if he did. Congress voted to subject the 28% tax benefit to the regular good old American as apple pie corporate tax rate of 35%. Ooh. For the purpose of comparison, Sweden's corporate tax rate is 26.3% and Ireland is 12.5%. But just because America already has the second highest corporate tax is no reason why we can't keep going until it's double Sweden's and quadruple Ireland's. I refer you to the decision last year by the donut chain Tim Hortons, a Delaware corporation to reorganize itself as a Canadian corporation in order to take advantage of Canadian tax rates. This is from the Obamacare Dystopia article from Mark Stein. My goodness. So we've got the big corporations saying, well, we're looking at like 3M, what did they say, $90 million. That's what it was, $90 million that they're going to have increase in their cost. What does that usually mean when a corporation has increase in its costs? Well, it has to have the bottom line. So jobs are going to go. That's right. People are not going to have jobs. There's going to be a rise in unemployment. It may not be tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, but it's going to happen soon. This is ugly. It's going to get ugly. And I kind of wonder if there might not be violence that's going to come from it. Now, there was a statement made by Kathy McKittrick from the Salt Lake Tribune. She says in her article, the more moderate left and left-leaning Utahns are responding to the Tea Partiers, the people that are throwing the Tea Parties, and Coffee Party USA gatherings. So people are looking at them as the ones that have more information than the representatives. Now, earlier this month, there was a person called Annabelle Park. She says that, quote, the public's disengagement from politics is the greatest threat to democracy. So don't disengage, ladies and gentlemen. Get out there and participate. Yeah. Say, no, And I think that we really should take the time and get out there with our picket signs, sit-ins, and civil disobedience by, you know, the Gandhi style, the peaceful kind that they had in the 70s, the 60s and 70s, where we say, no, we're not going to do this. We object, because I don't have any desire for violence to break out. Well, Mike Adams from Natural News said that we should actually have a health freedom zone. I'd love to see Idaho, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Hawaii declare itself to be the health freedom zone of America and set an example for what we really should do. Well, all of these articles and information are going to be up on drannette.com. That's drannette.com, so that you can read about it yourself and make your own informed decision. But according to the polls, I'm not alone, that you also feel the same way I do. We don't want to be socialists. We don't want to have a totalitarian regime running our country. If we wanted to live in a socialist society, we could move somewhere else in the world and live happily ever after. But this is America, ladies and gentlemen. We should enjoy the freedoms that are ours and fight for them. Well, I hope you have a healthy and happy weekend. Let me know what you, the listener, want to hear about. Until next week, take care and God bless.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. Five different health packs are available. For example, the Blood Sugar Support Pack, which contains Metagenics Wellness Essentials Blood Sugar Support for healthy blood sugar and total body nutrition, and Elemental Research Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, 32-ounce VCZ, and 16-ounce Chromium, all for just $183.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All five items, a $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
Elemental Research sponsors The Shift each week at this time with Dr. Annette Hazzalone. Tune in for a further discussion of living a healthier life again next weekend at this same time on KTW. Your announcer is Ron Harris. This is LBS, the Liberty Broadcasting System.